Starting to turn our eye to business, Cammie Knight joins us here in the studio. Cammie, the US Senate currently holding a marathon vote on Donald Trump's mega bill. He calls it his big, beautiful bill.
That's right. And what's known as a voterama is currently...
Voterama is currently
underway in the Senate, with lawmakers offering changes to Trump's so-called big, beautiful bill before a final vote. Now, Republicans are divided over how much to cut welfare programs in order to extend tax breaks. And Trump is pressuring his party to pass the bill by the 4th of July. Now, there could be up to 20 hours of debate beginning this Monday, when senators argue for or against adding amendments to the nearly 1,000-page bill that includes historic spending cuts to Medicaid. Oliver Farrey has more.
Donald Trump's hallmark big, beautiful bill narrowly passed a procedural vote on Saturday night, but rancor remains. The bill has been condemned by senators such as Bernie Sanders as a gift to the billionaire class. It is expected to entail $4 trillion in tax cuts, mainly for the wealthy. And it will also make $1.2 trillion in cuts to Medicaid and food stamps, which would deprive 11.8 million Americans of health coverage. Democrats have also denounced the elimination of green energy tax credits. They say the Republicans are playing a dangerous game.
Republicans are about to pass the single most expensive bill in U.S. history to give tax breaks to billionaires while taking away Medicaid, SNAP benefits and good-paying jobs for millions of people. Republicans can use whatever budgetary gimmicks they want to try and make the math work on paper, but you can't paper over the real-life consequences of adding tens of trillions to the debt.
The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office estimates the Senate bill would increase the deficit by nearly $3.3 trillion from 2025 to 2034. But it's not just the Democrats who have misgivings. Trump ally Elon Musk has called the bill insane and destructive, saying it would destroy millions of jobs. Some Republican senators are also opposed to increasing the federal deficit, though many are falling into line.
Another consequence is, of course, the increase in deficit to the tune of, say, $3 trillion or so, which nobody likes, probably traditionally, especially Republicans don't like, but... this time around, they seem to have stomached it, most of them.
Trump has threatened to primary Republican senators who refuse to support the bill. One of those, Tom Tillis of North Carolina, said he would not seek re-election after voting against the bill because of its cuts to Medicaid.
U.S. trade deal has come into effect this Monday, giving a preferential tariff rate to British cars imported to America. Part of the agreement also involves the scrapping of a 20% tariff on U.S. beef imports that British farmers and consumers fear could open the door to beef from cattle raised using hormones. There's also no news on steel and aluminium, which remain subject to a 25% tariff, which could double to 50% if the UK and the US don't reach a deal by the 9th of July. The US is the fourth biggest export market for British iron and steel. The two trading partners have spoken of reducing tariffs to 0%, though no progress has been made so far. The rest of the world, meanwhile, is still subject to 50% on steel, and manufacturers in the US are struggling. Take a listen.
Right now, we're holding off on investments, waiting to see the consistency of the policy versus the up and down and off and on. We're living in chaos right now. We don't know how to plan. So if a can is 50% steel and the 25% tariffs went in, you're going up about 12.5%. We did, through the first set of tariffs, absorb quite a bit of it. But now that we're getting to 50%, we can't absorb that and remain in business.
And we end with one of Starbucks' biggest rivals opening its first US locations. China's largest coffee chain, Luckin Coffee, has opened two shops in New York City, marking an escalation in its competition against Starbucks, which it already beat at its own game back in China. Luckin Coffee was only founded in 2017 and scaled rapidly to over 24,000 shops. And despite an accounting fraud scandal that got the company delisted from the Nasdaq in 2020, Luckin has staged quite a comeback, making $1.2 million in revenue this past quarter. It's built its business around technology, allowing customers in China to order and get deliveries through an app, also combining budget pricing with unusual flavors. The question now is whether this strategy will work in the US. Starbucks, meanwhile, is in the midst of revamping its brand image through the Back to Starbucks campaign as it struggles against declining sales and revenue. So we'll have to see whether Luckin Coffee's international leap ends up paying off.
Coffee wars, eh? Thank you very much indeed, Cammy Knight there with the business. More, of course, in an hour's time with Cammy. Of course, business never sleeps here at France 24. Neither does news, of course. We take a very short break and then more news, of course. Prime News Paris, stay with us.